17 people have now died following the outbreak of cholera in the Hammanskraal area. At least 165 people are being treated, mostly at the Jubilee District Hospital, of whom 18 were then transferred to other health facilities in Tshwane. Joining us on the line now, we have Dr. Tabiya Manyane from the Public Health Medicine at the Gauteng Department of Health. Dr. Manyane, a very good morning to you and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning to the listeners, and thank you for having me.
As the country still tries to get to grips with this outbreak, from your perspective, was this to some extent totally out of the blue, or were there some indications that this was likely to happen?
Well, no, it wasn't totally out of the blue, because when we're looking at part of the surveillance that we're doing as the Department of Health, is that we're looking at things that are happening in the African region as well. So we knew that around October, December, that quarter, that there were upsurge of cases in the African region, so which then got the Gauteng Provincial Department to actually work on strengthening the efforts towards cholera readiness, preparedness, and response activities. So we had already put in place, in case something happened, that we could respond to it, especially when we looked at the fact that it was in countries like Malawi, where we knew that there is even transport through roads that people will come in here. So we were actually prepared for any eventualities. And when we first saw our cases in Gauteng province in January around, that's when we even strengthened the responses in terms of surveillance and how we then respond to the outbreak and ensure that all our districts are ready. So when it happened in the Jubilee area or in the Hammanskraal area, already the department was prepared and all plans were put in place so that if we are experiencing a surge in cases, as we see now in the Hammanskraal area, then we can respond promptly and appropriately.
So what's the analysis of where we are currently? More deaths now in recent days, more people being treated. Is the worst over, or are we still expecting to see more?
Well, the investigations are still ongoing, and we have our provincial and our district outbreak response teams that are going out in the communities. We do have our social mobilizers, our health promoters out there, because we're trying to find as many cases as there are in the communities, because we know that right now the numbers that we are talking of are those that presented themselves to the facilities. So we are going out in communities doing house visits and also interviewing our cases just so that we can find more cases. But with the interventions as well that have been put in place to try and curb and reduce further transmission, we are sure to say that with those, as we continue daily strengthening those interventions, then at least we'll be able to can control this outbreak and then be able to can reduce the transmission and also to prevent further deaths that will emanate from this diarrheal disease.
Now, is the challenge, you know, restricted to Hammanskraal in Gauteng and certain areas in the Free State for now? There is a degree of panic. Yesterday, Joburg Water to come out saying that their water is still safe to drink. What would you advise people, you know, in other parts of Gauteng and other parts of the country currently?
So the first thing, and I think it's one of the things that we put in place to try and control transmission and for people to be prevented from being infected, is that we need to make sure that they have access to clean and safe water. So whatever sources of water that people are utilizing, we say that they need to make sure that it is treated and cleaned. So if you are unsure as to whether the water that you are consuming is treated, you can do so at home by just boiling your water before you utilize it, and to make sure that it's safe, you ensure that by the time that when it gets to the boiling point, at least allow it for a minute to bubble through. Then at least after it's cooled down, you can use that. We know that it's safe. But in the event where you are not able to can boil it, we are saying you can use the household bleach, the original one. So you take 20 to 25 liters of water, you put 5 mils, 1 teaspoon of household original bleach in it. You allow it to rest for not less than 30 minutes. So it can be 30 minutes to 2 hours or even overnight. And then you can use it for drinking, you can use it for preparing your food, for cleaning and all that. So that is one of the things that we know, that especially when it comes to the water, that at least it's safe. but there are also other hygiene measures that people need to take. Make sure that your surfaces are cleaned as well with clean water, that you wash your hands regularly after you use the toilet and when you prepare food and before you eat. That is how we can ensure that at least we are able to can curb further transmission and prevent illnesses.
So what would you advise people in terms of symptoms? We know that at times people misunderstand and they think the symptoms that they are suffering from means they have cholera. And then what do you do under those circumstances?
Yes. So when people experience symptoms at home, like gastrointestinal symptoms, so if you have diarrhea or if you have stomach cramps or you feel weak and sick or you are vomiting, we urge people to present themselves to the nearest health facilities so that they can be checked. And this is because if it happens that you are infected with the cholera bacteria, the progression of the disease is quite quick, and that it will lead to a severe watery diarrhea that might lead them to be dehydrated and subsequent to that go into what we call a hypovolemic shock, which by the time they reach the facilities, it might be too late for them to reverse what has already been done. And that's why we end up with people that unfortunately lose their lives, because then they have lost so many of the electrolytes and the fluids in the body, and the rate that we are trying to replace it might not actually lead to better outcomes in such. So for anyone that experiences those symptoms, we urge them to please present themselves to any nearer facility so that they can be checked and given prompt treatment and adequately so.
Dr. Tabia Manyane, we thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Speaking to us this morning from the Public Health Medicine Faculty at the Gauteng Department of Health, Dr. Tabia Manyane, giving us the latest update on the cholera outbreak that continues to claim more lives in Hammanskraal. Joburg Water yesterday saying that they're doing regular testing, and as things stand, their water is still safe to drink.